Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Yesterday, there was somebody at the funeral who asked me about the red. And I explained to him that the red, and we took some of the flames down for today, because today's colour is white, but I wanted to retain the red because we're still talking about God as Holy Spirit. And I explained what it meant. And he said, well, Inika, I've been going to church for many, many years, and nobody has ever spoken about Pentecost. Today, there will be many churches who will not be talking about the Trinity because it's really hard to talk about the Trinity. And if you looked up some of my commentaries that I have in my study, you will see different people having different point of views about it as well. That's one of the good things about Bible study on Wednesday. If you want to have an exciting night, try it. It's good. And we can disagree with one another, and we get real gems that we hear from each other as well. In John's Gospel, the reading that we had is the last one in what Wes and I have explained. It is in John's Gospel farewell passage, right, where Jesus is preparing his disciples for his leaving. And in the start of the chapter, it actually says, and this is from the Good News Bible, I have said these things to you to keep you from stumbling. And the Good News Bible says, I have told you this so that you will not give up your faith. I have told you this so that you will not give up your faith. Ever felt like that? Ever felt like giving up your faith? You know, there's a lot of hard stuff happening. It's happening in our congregation too. It's happening in people's lives. You know, I take the funeral next Wednesday of someone who's only 40. And there's lots of people that end up giving up their faith because of the terrible things that are happening in the world or in individual lives. Maybe that's the question that Jesus is grappling with himself in order that the disciples might be able to endure what was about to happen to him. And I said on Wednesday night, listen to the care of Jesus. I have much more to tell you, but now it would be too much for you to bear. The Spirit will reveal to you the truth about God. You know, this morning, early, I get up really early on Sunday mornings just to go over my stuff. And I wanted to look something up and the internet wasn't working. And you know how when you really want to do something and it doesn't work, do you recognize the stress that you feel inside yourself? And I thought, it doesn't matter, I'll just grab another commentary that I've got. And I'm so glad that I did. Because that sentence, I have much more to tell you, but now it would be too much for you to bear. There's commentaries over here that say, well, what Jesus is meaning is that telling them exactly what's going to happen over the next few days about my death is just too much for them to bear. We know what that feels like. We know what it feels like when we get the news that somebody we love has died or something's happened to them. We know what that feels like. And then what I picked up this morning on the other side They are saying, no, it's not so much about that. Jesus is saying that I've given you what you can bear with at the moment, but there's so much more. There is so much more. And the Spirit will reveal that to you in your journey of faith. I like that. There's a great story about somebody who, I'll just see if I can find it, bear with me. He was going to have to, here we go. There was a civil engineer and they made him take a long, involved exam demonstrating that he knew absolutely everything he needed to know about engineering before they would let him near a construction project. How hard would that be? Willimon says, well, discipleship is not like that. It hasn't all been given to us at one minute. Have you ever gone through, it happens at Bible study, have you ever gone and read a passage and you've thought, oh, now I know what that means? Have you ever had that experience? When I was at college, it was called the aha moment. Aha, now I know what that means. And that is so good because it makes it the living word. That's why it is the living word. I want to read something else to you too. Willimon says, you know, all the churches are struggling. And we learned this on Thursday when Wes and I were at the regional council meeting. Okay, Casey Cardinia, regional council. We've been planning. And we've been talking about all the different things that we've seen happen. Has anybody ever heard about Christendom? Yeah, that is really good. We've got a very clever congregation, Wes. And then they had post-modernity, and then there was the emerging church. And then the charismatic churches really began to grow. And there's all sorts of different things that people have tried. Right? We've got music, we've got screens, we've got PowerPoints, we've got all of those things. And part of that is in the encouragement to see if we can grow our congregation. Then we had what they called seeker services. And the seeker services would try to make things a little bit more contemporary, a little bit more easier to understand, which would help people who are not used to going to church to feel embraced about that. Well, Willimon says, I know he's a chaplain at a university. He's written many commentaries. And he said, I almost felt as though that was false advertising. False advertising. And he gives you the reason why. He said, I know of one of my students who stumbled into a Russian Orthodox Sunday service and was totally confused, mystified, and overwhelmed. And he stumbled out of the service saying, wow, that was great. I didn't understand a thing, but by gee, I want to learn more about it. See the difference? So in lots of ways, this verse is telling us we're never going to know everything, thank goodness, eh? The Spirit is going to reveal that to us. The Spirit is going to reveal the truth of what God is trying to say to each one of us. And listen to what Paul says. But we boast in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us. They're tough words, aren't they? They're tough words. I'm sure that they're tough words for Greg and Sani as well. Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us, as helper, as advocate, as strengthener, as revealer. Do you like being given presents? Do you like getting a present? Yeah? You're not sure? Do you like having a present given to you? Yes? Do you sometimes get a present and you feel totally overwhelmed by the present? I felt that one day when somebody gave me the most beautiful glass cross. And you feel that you don't deserve it, right? Well, sometimes we're overwhelmed at some of the presents people give us. And sometimes because of that, we find it hard to accept it because we're overwhelmed. And sometimes, like I said, we think that we don't deserve it. Paul is actually saying to us today, hey, life brings with it all sorts of things. Pain, suffering, hardships, broken relationships, illness, accidents, you name it. And I don't need to tell you, and I watched the news this morning, I don't know about you. It is a risky time that we're living in. Times are really tough for a lot of people. But God's gift to us this morning of love and the Spirit that He gives us, give us the power to endure. That's the word for today, that God gives us the power to endure. You know, it's a little bit like a leather couch. We've got a leather couch and there's more and more creases coming in it. Have you seen them? And when I had a look at it, and I'm trying to get Tom to look at something else, because both of us are having trouble getting out of our chairs now. So we thought maybe we could get it one of those that helps us get up. That the creases actually come in the thickest part of the leather. If you've got a leather lounge room suite, have a look. There's a story about a boy who had no fingerprints. So his fingers were just smooth. It was only when he was reconnected with a few of the nerves in his hand that his fingerprint returned. He needed to be connected to the right nerves in order to be able to use them. Our life is that tough, in the tough world and lives that we experience bring with it all sorts of hardships, which will be made bearable if we're connected to the source of life. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The gift is there to be received. No pressure. Freedom to receive or to reject. But if we receive it with the grace in which it has been given, we have the power to transform our own lives and to transform the world in which we live. We're not just here to exist. We're all here for a purpose. In order that our lives, which indeed are a gift, become a gift to us and to others. To the triune God, be all the glory forever and ever. Amen.